We are talking about living a life without fear. Matthew chapter 14, we see that the disciples are in the boat and it's about to sink. There is a storm. Oh, the winds and the waves are turbulent. It was like a hurricane, force winds. And Jesus comes walking on the water and they get fearful even more. They thought it was a sign they were going to die because they thought Jesus was a ghost. And he says, be of good cheer. In other words, take courage. That is not a suggestion, my friend. That is a command, just like it was a command to Joshua in Joshua 1 and 8. That's the reason why it's a command to all believers. We see it in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Be strong in the Lord and put in the power of his might. He says three things. Be of good cheer. The second thing he said was, it is I. That is a declaration of who he is. It is a declaration of who the Lord is. And then he says, be not afraid, or don't be alarmed. I've heard that there's 365 fear nots in the Bible, and if that's the case, well, we have a fear not for every day of the year. With every command that Christ gives us, there is a promise of victory, and there is a promise of success. He says, it is I. Jesus is the answer to fear. Faith in Jesus is the answer to fear. Fear in who he is and what he says. Acting on what he says. That is the answer to fear. When you fly, I'd love to fly, and I've come into major cities where you will see these big, tall skyscraper buildings. But when you look from the window of the airplane, those buildings look so small. They look like Monopoly pieces. They look so small. But then when I land and then I drive through the city, those buildings look huge. The reason why is because now when I'm downtown, I'm close to the buildings. If God looks small to you, then you're far from him. And when God looks small to you, that is a sign that you're in fear. Perfect love, knowing of the Father's love, not only that he loves you, but he is able to deliver you. He says in Romans chapter 8 that nothing will separate you from his love. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Today, God has not called you to be a wimpy, fearful Christian, but he's called you to be a soldier in the army of God, to be fearless, standing upon the word of God, knowing with the word of God, doing the will of God, you cannot fail. And when you get to the other side, you're going to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Praise God. We can't forget the greatness of God. We cannot forget it. In Jesus' name. Today is offering day at He's Alive Radio. And I want you to know, my friend, we depend entirely upon the gifts and the donations of our partners. We have had a shortfall, but I know it can be made up as you obey the Lord. Now, our coaching CD this month is a teaching, and Melissa is an outstanding teacher. If you've ever heard her teach or you've read her blogs, you know there's a lot of depth in what she shares. Every month, we give our partners a coaching CD. This month, we feature Melissa Flores, and the teaching is on how God confirms his will. We all need to know the will of God. We all need to know how to understand his voice. This teaching will help you. You'll see the ways that God speaks. Sometimes we don't know the difference between our own thoughts or if that's God. This coaching CD will help you, and it's yours with your best love gift of $15 or more. Write to us. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. Or you can give online at he'salive.net. Have a glorious weekend. Make sure you're in God's house this Sunday and have a Jesus-filled time in his presence.